There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
Hi to Buzz. Jerk or Justified, huh? What do you got for us?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, this last weekend, I was at Target, and I was standing in line, and, there was this guy behind me who was not respecting the, the 6 feet boundary.
Oh.
And, yeah. And there were marks on the floor, and there was a sign that said, please maintain 6 feet of distance. And I pointed at the sign, and I said, can't you read? And my wife turned to me, and she said, why would you say that to someone? So I feel like the situation called for it. It
sure
warranted it.
Yeah.
But now I'm made to feel like a jerk for doing that. So I just want to know, is that justified? Am I a jerk here?
So you, okay. So you turned around to the guy and like, hey, dude, can't you read?
All right.
Yeah.
I like
to say that to someone, the person behind you, that's a little too close for comfort. Are you a jerk or justified? 222-2899.
Okay. Find out the verdict, dude. Keep on, all right?
Yeah. Okay. Make sure your wife's listening, too.
Yeah, right. Thanks for that.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man.
I don't think that he should be condemned for this at all. I think he's justified.
He says, you could say it. Like, there's a million other ways to tell somebody I don't feel comfortable with how close you are. You don't have to be condescending. Can you read?
I'm not sure the rate of literacy in America, but there are some people that can't.
Okay, so that would be really rude then. Just be nice. Can we just be nice, especially coming off of this weekend? Can we just be nicer to each other? Yes, everybody's uncomfortable. Everybody's on edge. Can you read is not going to help the situation. If somebody said that to me, you know what I would do? I'd be like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to get closer. I'm not going to be like, oh, sorry.
Now, you know what? It doesn't matter what you say. If somebody's standing too close to you in line and it's supposed to be 6 feet, which it is, even if there's not a sign, you still need to be 6 feet away for your own protection and mine.
Sure.
It doesn't matter
okay
what you say. You could be like, from the grace of God, I implore you to please step back 6 feet. They'll still be mad at you. It doesn't matter how
anything
you say it.
You're right. Saying anything. Just keep quiet then. They have store workers that are monitoring and reminding everybody. And you're not facing them. You're facing away from them. So you're just being a jerk. You're being a big jerk to say that to the person behind you.
Okay, you say jerk. Yeah. I say justified. Hey, to Buzz, good morning. Jerk or justified? What do you say?
Yeah, that happened. This situation happened to us.
So
and,
what do you think?
I think it's a jerk. I think it's a jerk, guys. Yeah, sure.
Buzz, jerk or justified to say, hey, can't you read?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Definitely a jerk, putting other people's health at risk and your health at risk. And I had this situation happen to me a short while ago.
Well, now what's on trial is to say something to the person behind you. The person behind is not on trial today. It's the person who turns and says, can you read?
Gotcha.
Is that jerk or justified?
In that case, it's definitely justified.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I love it. Your call's at 222-BUZZ. Is it jerk or justified to say something like that to somebody in line? Call us.
In the criminal justice system, judgment-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In Rochester, New York, the dedicated radio hosts who investigate these vicious crimes are members of an elite squad known as the Breakfast Buzz. These are their stories.
I'm kind of thinking that this is going to go down party line or gender lines. I think a lot of guys are going to be
gender
like,
lines?
Yeah, like guys are going to be like justified and women are going to be like, no, that's a jerk move because women are nicer than guys. So,
Women
are nicer. You didn't let me finish it. Women are nicer than guys except when they're not.
No,
but the guy went into Target and some dude was too close to him. He goes, can't you read?
That's rude. Come on. Who says that? Who, by the way, has the nerve to say that out loud? Like, think it. Yes. But he actually turned to the dude behind him and said, can't you read? How condescending.
Wait,
that says jerk. I mean, the big neon flashing sign was flashing the minute he said that.
Right.
Jerk.
And
jerk.
You think jerk, and I think justified because you're nice most of the time. And I'm, well, I'm, I just, it's totally justified. That doesn't matter what you say. how you say it, it's you're still going to be felt like.
You're, so then the why do it? If you already know going into it to
tell
somebody.
I don't want to get the Rona. I don't want to get the Rona.
Everybody is already, if you have to go to the store, you're already on edge. You don't want to be there because you're not sure. Right? You're wearing this stupid face mask. You can't breathe. Mm-hmm. You're uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And now you got some guy yelling at people in the line.
Be self-aware and aware of your six-foot bubble, and then you won't be spoken to.
All right. So here's what's on trial today. And you guys are calling up 222-2899 in the Judgment Zone. And you have to decide, is it a jerk or is it justified to turn to the person behind you and say, can't you read? Because they're a little too close.
Hi to Buzz.
Good morning. I say he is justified in a jerky way.
Well, no.
Well, explain.
That's jerky. Say it like that is jerky.
Okay. Well, then that should be the answer then.
Yeah, you got to say jerk then.
I'll go with jerk, but I can see justified as well. So I would be split on this one. But
I know. This is
say,
tough.
Can you read is rude, I think.
What would make you feel warm and fuzzy? If someone said that to you, what phrase can I say? If I feel your hot breath on my neck and you're speaking moistly, what can I say to you that will not make you mad at me to back off?
I'm sorry. Did you see the sign? Can you back up just a little bit?
Can you read?
Why don't you just... Yeah, that's pretty much what you just said.
I know. Thank you.
But in a little bit nicer of a way.
I see. Okay. But we'll still take the jerk there and leave it there. How's that sound?
All right. Have a good day.
You too. It's all in the inflection then.
Yeah, right.
It's like, can you read? Like with a big smile on your face, and therefore it lightens it up.
It's like if you're offering them cookies. Can you read?
Yeah. Cookies? It softens it up.
You want cookies? 222-2899.
I think he's justified.
Justified.
Oh, you just tied it up now. You think it's okay to be disrespectful to someone? Like, what happened to respect? That's disrespectful, isn't it?
That was saying nicely to me. I would ask them if they were from Wayne County and then ask them.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a trial for another day, my friend.
222-BUZZ, 222-2899.
So we're tied up right now in the Judgment Zone. If you're just joining us in court today, you have to decide, is it a jerk or is it justified to turn to the person standing in line behind you and say, can't you read? Because they're a little too close.
Okay, here's the call, Sandra.
This is it.
Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Hey, you still doing jerk or justified?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you're the tiebreaker.
Well, it happened to me in Walmart the other day where there was one lady at the other end of the aisle and they've got those arrows on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I reached in to grab one thing and she yelled from the other side, can't I see the arrows? So the fact that there was no one else in the aisle, I think she's a jerk, so therefore this guy's a jerk.
The winner of the verdict is...
Jerk.
Yay. Case closed.
Thanks.
Thanks for
being on the bus, you too.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
The case, the testimony, the verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. You want to be rich? Hold on a second. We got Erica Cummings coming up in just a second here. Partly to mostly sunny, 68 degrees. And your 13 WHAM News is going to wrap up what happened all weekend here in the Rochester and Monroe County area. And don't forget, check out rochesterbuzz.com. Get your seniors ready and nominated for the Salute to Seniors 2020. There, that's your theme song.
I love it.
Here's Erica Cummings. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Erica's on every Monday and Friday. She's a certified financial planner at the Harmony Financial Wellness Group at RBC Wealth Management. And you always have a wealth of information for us. And you always make us feel better about our finances. Aww. You do.
Try.
The way that you present it feels like, oh, okay, I can do this.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's not such a big deal.
It isn't.
It's interesting because, you know, the kids are ready to cram and get done with the school year, which I believe this is the last week of active work that they get. And my 14-year-old has been our struggle. And I laid everything out for him. We sat down. We kind of blocked everything out and put each hour what he should be working on in order to get caught up and done by Friday. And I literally saw the stress just fall off of this child. Now, I don't know how I didn't figure this out 11 weeks ago, but of course we're doing it right down to the wire.
Last week of it.
Yeah, but he's checking each hour when he does it, and he said, "Mom, I've never felt this stress free."
Wow.
And I said, "Ding, ding, ding! This is what I do. I mean, I do everything great, but this is what I do. I take something that's extremely, it looks overwhelming, and you just have to make it manageable."
Yeah.
Awesome.
And,
yeah.
We thought so today we would focus on, let's stay there with the kids, because a lot of us have, you know, young adults, you know, just entering college or maybe just graduated college. Wanted to focus on the millennials and the impact of all of this on them financially. And I saw somewhere that they're referred to as the most resilient generation because they pretty much persevere through the Great Recession, and they're like, now they're faced with this and they're like, oh yeah, been there, done that.
Got this.
this is no big deal.
And you know, they are resilient and they have been through so much, but unfortunately they are also the unluckiest generation in U.S. history.
Wow.
And this is where the financial industry really needs to step up, because the way that the boomers wanted to take on financial information and the way that they wanted to retire and what they dealt with, and then we're Gen X, it's not the same. So after accounting for what we're currently going through, the average millennial has experienced slower economic growth since entering the workforce than any other generation in U.S. history.
You're talking 81 to 96, those years, so, right?
Yeah, roughly. I mean, everybody has a little bit of a different take, but it's roughly between 1981, so that huge group of kids born between 81 and 96. And I say kids, but they're not anymore. I mean, 81, you're approaching 40 years old.
Yeah.
So this is when you should be reaching that you know, higher earning potential.
Smoothing out right by then now.
They've had a lifetime that's been wrapped in recession. So those oldest of the millennials started coming out of college right as we had Y2K and then the tech bubble burst, and we were in a recession until 2003.
Mm-hmm.
So they were entering the workforce then, finally started to get momentum, and then, as Sandy said, we hit 08 and 09, which was just devastating.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost more jobs than any other generation during that time period. And they never recovered from it. And they just were not prepared for this. And so what it's going to end up doing is they're going to have these economic scars for the rest of their life in forms of lower earnings, lower wealth, delayed milestones. So we used, you know, the millennials have gotten such a bad rap along the way because we've said, oh, they just don't want to buy houses. They just don't want to do it. No, they literally can't because they are having a really hard time between their student loans and between everything they've dealt with in what would be their really growth years in their employment positions and their abilities to move up. And then to obviously gain more momentum with earning.
I almost feel like we, the Gen Xers, I guess you could say, are the spoiled generation, even though we'd like to point the finger at the millennials. Because we would look at it in history, like what our parents taught us about being broke or struggling to survive. We never really dealt with any of it ourselves, whereas the millennials are dealing with it, like you said.
They live it.
Over and over.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So are they perceiving money? Are they viewing money and saving in a different way because of it?
Well, I think that there's a disconnect between what's available to them and what they should be doing. And so As Gen Xers, I think we were the first generation that we really started to realize, okay, a lot of this retirement responsibility is going to fall on our shoulders. So I speak for most of us when I say we don't have a lot of pensions left anymore, unless you work in the public sector or the handful of private companies that still offer pensions. So we're the first generation to really be hit with that reality. But we have had a pretty lucky run in terms of when we went out into the workforce and being able to handle the setbacks that come with each one of these recessions. And so we didn't have this. I mean, I know my tuition was nowhere near what these kids are dealing with now.
Yeah, I
say kids again. They're not kids.
When I went to Geneseo, I think the tuition was like $2,700 for the year.
Yeah, it was so different. And so they have so much that they're facing. And unfortunately, it's time for them to get real. They have to start thinking about the fact that they are, granted, still very young, but now is the time that they can really start to kind of correct things and move in a direction that will have them not have to work for the rest of their lives.
So what to do and how to do it? Can we take a break and come back and you could spill that for us?
Absolutely.
All right. Erica Cummings here. We'll be right back on 98.9 to Buzz and Spiziano and Sandy. Rich, organized, profitable, healthy, happy. All that comes around money. Really, money is the root of everything.
You painted a pretty picture everybody wants to live.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Erica Cummings will get us closer to there. Certified financial. Fantastic person.
Yeah. You changed the beat. Erica Cummings is from the Harmony Financial Wellness Group at RBC Wealth Management. And we're talking to millennials for a second here. And that includes you guys close to 40, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You are under that millennial umbrella. And we said, you know, you've been referred to as the resilient generation, one of the unluckiest generation with all of the financial hurdles that have been like tossed in your way. But what can we do? What's advice that you would give that generation specifically?
So whenever we're talking about generations, let's be careful not to be painting everybody with a broad brush, but this particular every generation, the reason that we can look back and say that they are defined by certain years is because they are a cohort. They share very similar either belief systems, values, or the way that they approach jobs, the way they approach their purchases. They have a lot of similarities. And so when we just look at the generation, I'm not saying that there aren't outliers.
Right.
They were the first generation that really looked at living life kind of to the fullest and experiencing things. And when they looked at things at work, they wanted more perks like flexible time and, you know, the ability to take a nap during the day. I mean, this is some of the stuff that goes on at, you know, Google and some of these other companies. And
that is very true. You're right. And we actually had a discussion on the air about this one girl. She was in her 20s. Remember, Scotty, she reached out to me and she was like, can you help me find a job that we couldn't even understand her message, Erica? We were trying to decipher it. It was like, that has a work-life balance that agrees and aligns with my future. I don't know. It was so like this perfect painting of a workplace that does not exist.
And so we, as you know, Gen Xers or boomers, that kind of stuff was just, it would be nice, but we were more concerned with what kind of benefits do we have and is there a 401k match and do I have room for advancement, et cetera, et cetera. So what we're starting to see and what really needs to happen is that millennials are getting older and your prime working years you're heading into them. So I think the priorities need to shift a bit. I'm not saying that work-life balance isn't wonderful. It's critical. However, you do have to start to focus on the bottom line as well. And so kind of making your financial freedom your number one goal. Because retirement to millennials, they don't even think about it. The word retirement doesn't even register because either they're just loving life or they're saying, I'm never going to be able to retire, so why even consider it? So you really need to think of it more as just financial freedom, that when you're going to work and you're going through the day-to-day responsibilities that you have, that just have a focus on the fact that what you're doing is going to allow you to have more choices. So making that a priority every day, and then trying to find ways to actively boost your income. So we know from the last conversation that this generation has just been blasted by recessions. They've been blasted by lower earnings. So it's not going to be that easy for them to walk in and say, hey, I want a 15% raise. It's not going to happen. So those side hustles might be huge. This is a very educated generation, and they have a lot of talent, especially when it comes to technology. So there are innovative ways that they could be bringing in just side income, whether that's freelancing or I don't understand how to do this stuff, but people have YouTube channels and they can, provide their services outside of their regular jobs. Obviously, don't let it affect your regular job, right. But they are young enough, I have to say. If somebody said to me to take on more responsibility, it'd be a little tough. I'm a little tired these days. But this is a younger generation that has time and they have energy. You want to invest in appreciating assets. So that's the other thing, is millennials tend to be more conservative investors because they've dealt with how many market drops. So they are not as aggressively invested as our previous generations were at this time in our lives.
But and they do recognize, though, the importance of it, right? Do they recognize? Okay.
Well, I don't. They understand that they need to save, but they don't understand that they need to be saving more aggressively. This is a time period where you can. I mean, it stinks because you're putting money in and you're watching it fall when the markets are down. But you are truly buying stocks at a huge discount.
Right.
So you, at this point, you should be heavily invested in high appreciating assets. So, like I said, the stock market, real estate, things that we know are going to appreciate. Don't have that much in savings. Don't have it all in bonds. And please, please, please make sure that you're looking for ways to earn far more money in your investments than just simply, setting aside savings.
Right. So trying to be a little more aggressive, even though their tendency is to be more conservative when it comes to money.
Yeah, well, because let's face it, if they started investing in 2000, they lost money.
Yeah.
They recovered it, and then they lost a ton of money in 08 and 09. Then they recovered it, and here we are again.
And then, it's June.
However, this one seems to be not nearly as prolonged. But they are definitely, like I said, more conservative, which is now is our prime years to be earning significant returns in our savings and investments. Automate. So just set everything up to just automatically be contributing to your 401ks, transferring money from checking into savings or into higher yielding savings accounts. Just have your credit cards automatically set up for payment. This way you just know that things are just happening and you don't have to think twice about it. Know where your money's going. We talk about this all the time, that just look at your bills instead of just throwing them aside. Look at each one and scrutinize them. Is there ways that you can be saving? And this generation is really good. And I think they're called the Zoomers or our kids.
Really?
Zoomers.
Yeah. I think, who knows what they're going to call them, but I think they're calling them Zoomers. I don't know why.
Because Zoom paid for that. That's a marketing strategy right there.
Yeah. They can all relate to that word.
Yeah. They're all, these kids are all extremely technologically savvy, but they do forget kind of the small minutia things, which is, why did I get that service charge? Why did that, bill go up slightly? So be very cognizant of where it's going.
It's funny, Erica, we have this Truebill thing that we talked about from apps.
Yep.
We just got some great news from them. They talked down and negotiated one of our accounts almost $100 a month.
Wow.
Yeah. We were like, damn. So look up Truebill on apps. It really cuts out all the tiny little things you don't know you're paying.
Yeah. Yes. And like we talked about before, those, you sign up for something and you forget that you signed up for it and now you're getting charged. Even if it's $9 a month, it's still $9 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you should, some of it's just old school you should be paying yourself first. Fun money should happen last. You really want to make sure that you know exactly what you're bringing in and exactly where it's going. And this is not new. It's just new to them because they haven't really had to think about it. It's been more about survival. Okay, I have this giant loan coming due every month from college, mm-hmm. and I'm just living and
yeah,
trying
to
pay this thing off.
Again. It's just back to zero again.
And so this is going to be a little bit different, where it is really time for us to pull up our, big boy pants and say, okay, I have to start thinking about what the next 30 and 40 years are going to look like. Because quite frankly, you may think you're never going to retire, but that doesn't mean that your company thinks you're never going to retire.
So if your kids were born between 81 and 96, it's time to get them woke a little bit
yeah.
about this. Thanks, Erica. Yeah.
If you're just joining the conversation, you missed any of it, it'll be on the Seven Figures podcast. All the conversations with Erica live there on the Seven Figures podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast. But Erica Cummings from the Harmony Financial Wellness Group at RBC Wealth Management. Be back on Friday.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Erica.